Hello.
Hello. Yes,
Hello?
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Jinko Wu, please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, place where you can talk to me and also know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay? All right, then, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Does somebody works for any like news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. That, no, right? All right, sir. And for qualification purpose for the survey, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Wrong.
So older than 18 and register, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance, or will not vote?
Hello? Pardon me?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Republican?
Excuse me?
Republican?
Yes, would that be a definitely, probably, or 50-50 chance, or will not vote?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sir, now just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
51.
Okay, 51.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sir, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including Hispanic
Asian.
Or Latino, or mixed not include Asian, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can I say again?
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Just satisfied or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
All right. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, okay, which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, okay? And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one, okay? The first one would be Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
about the Donald Trump? What?
Yes, yes, Donald Trump. What number would you grade him from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. What about public charter schools?
Can I say again?
Public charter schools?
Public charter school?
Yes, public charter school. What number would you say from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. All right, what about just public schools?
100.
100, okay.
Yeah.
What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
What's the meaning of BLM?
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives.
It's an organization, okay? That's what it's called, Black Lives Matter.
I don't care. Yeah.
What number would you say from 0 to 100? Remember, 50 is neutral, like, you know, you don't go either way.
50.
Okay. All right, then what about your local school board?
Okay.
Your local school board, what number would you give him from 0 to 100?
100.
100. Hey, what about public school teachers?
Public?
Public school teachers, what number would you grade him from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
AFT?
AFT, yes. What? It's the American Federation of Teachers.
Yeah, 100.
100, okay. Yeah. What about Joe Biden?
50.
50. Okay.
Yeah.
And then critical race theory or CRT.
CRT?
Yes, it's critical race theory. Okay, sir, and generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse? Just in your opinion, okay, would you say the public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Better.
They're getting better. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, now how important do you think it is, you know, for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate on each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all, okay, for public schools to prepare students regarding the topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. Would you say it's not important, somewhat important, or very important from 0 to 10?
10.
Very
important.
Okay, what about embrace American values and be proud American citizens? Would you say that's not important, somewhat, or very important from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, help America compete and beat other countries in the, you know, future tech and global job market? Would you say that's not important, somewhat, or very important?
Yeah, very important.
Okay. What about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
Five?
Okay. What about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting? Would you say it's not important, somewhat, or very important?
Very important.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Become more organized and have a structure. Would that be not important, somewhat important, or very important from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, 10. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? Would that be not enough, too much, or about right?
Right.
About right or okay.
Yeah.
This is about just three answers. Okay, not enough, too much, or about right.
Enough. Right.
Not enough. The first one is not enough. The second one is too much, or about right. That's how what the amount of, they spend on public education.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. Okay. All right, sir. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and, as you may, have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 public schools, is being banned, by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Just agree.
Strongly agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Or
strongly
agree. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, so, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
A little. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. I only have a little bit more to go. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make, some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, teaching critical thinking skills requires, that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even, those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, and teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate, you know, a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And, okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas, you know, that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support it, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it, okay? The first one says giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, or sexuality. Would you support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Even, what is it, even? Support?
I have a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support.
Would that be somewhat or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Or somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Strongly.
What about increasing discipline in schools? Would you support that or oppose it?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay, what about adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12 public school curriculum? Strongly support. Okay, making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries, you know, they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support that or oppose it?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and some U.S., you know, cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African American civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12 public school curriculum? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. We almost finished. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate me on each, you know, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, history teaches, teachers, you know, have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when racial politicians, radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts of, you know, where they say they are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. You know, these attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. what would you say, that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, 10. All right, and last year, you know, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss them, you know, themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship, and looks, you know, and books banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Would you say that's all convincing? Not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
5.
A 5, okay. All right, sir, the last one says those who fear that kids are being, you know, indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging and critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate or a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the other one says teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers are challenging students. They challenge students with alternative points of view, you know, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree strongly, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat agree?
Strong agree.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. We are almost done with this survey. I want to have switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? I have from first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, like a master's or MBA or law, PhD or MD, etc.
High school
graduate, okay. Yes. All right. All right, so which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employee, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employee,
okay. All right. All right, so are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married,
okay. All right. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican?
What was that?
Republican,
and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
A strong, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Serena, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and now, which of the following describes your child's or children's school? A public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Oh, public school.
Public, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. They don't go anywhere else, like a charter school, private, or homeschool.
Just
public school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Public.
Okay. All right, sir, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Can you say okay?
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Okay, so would that be very or just somewhat liberal?
Very liberal. Okay. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Okay, never. All right. All right, sir, now for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in the house, okay? Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Applies to you, applies to someone in the household, or does not apply?
Not apply.
Does not apply. Okay, is an educator such as teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
Can I say okay?
Is an educator such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide? Does it apply to you, applies to someone in the household, or does not apply?
Not apply.
Does not apply. Okay, all right. All right, sir, now how would you describe your area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Okay. Yeah. All right, sir, with that, I think this should be our last question. I really thank you for your time and your participation in this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.